To all the fat queens out there, we respect you. We love you.
Hey.
To all the fat kings, we do not.
They don't like the term fat queens. They like the term dairy queens. Continue.
To all of our dairy queens out there, we respect you. We love you. We just want you to be happier with yourself. And that means taking care of it so you can live a long, fruitful life. So you can let... Actually, no. I take that back.
Don't say fruitful life. Greaseful life is the better term. Would you rather have a food addiction or a drug addiction?
Drug addiction.
You're so fat phobic. Ooh, you got fat phobic.
The drug is cheaper and it's a quicker
is
death.
Is it?
Yeah.
You get some cheap ass food. You know what a 10-piece McNugget meal is? It's only $8. What kind of drugs can I get for $8 that's gonna be worthwhile? Welcome to another episode of the ADHD Hour rebrand because I'm a genius.
That. Love right? that.
That was my idea last time.
It was my idea.
My idea.
I'm idiot one, you're idiot two. It was my idea.
I'm idiot one and you're idiot two. I was born first.
My idea.
You know who had the worst idea?
You need a haircut, but go ahead.
Oh, you know who had the worst idea? I just washed my hair, dick, because I'm getting it done tomorrow.
Oh, it looks ugly as hell, but tell me.
Your mama looks ugly as hell. Let me put this shit down.
Don't it's do that. Right you're gonna chase away our audience.
Fuck you. It's wet right now, so I just didn't wanna have it down. That'd be heavy.
Okay, dale. Let's get into the topic.
You know who had a worse idea? Dank D Moss, the fat bitch who sued Lyft because the driver wouldn't let her in the car for being too big.
Wait, she sued for real?
She sued for real. She's suing for real. Like her, she's from Detroit. But her rapper name is Dank D Moss. I think she should change it to Dank.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I just think she should change it to Dank D Mass because she's massive.
Oh, God. He's flying Spirit again, guys. Oh, Lord. You know Spirit is going bankrupt, right? That means your joke or bankrupt. They have no value. I'm sorry.
You know, at least I can fly Spirit. She needs to fly U-Haul. If U-Haul had...
She needs to fly on a SpaceX a spacecraft. That's what she needs to fly on. That's the only shit that can carry her load.
The rocket wouldn't be able to take off with her on it.
You're right.
So how many jobs do you think she can do?
Instead of the rocket going into the moon or to Mars, it'll go to the center of the Earth. Like, okay, we're going the other way instead.
I'm surprised. Shit, that's how we know the Earth ain't flat. Because if it was, she would just
go right through it. And fall into the galaxy universe.
Okay, those of you who don't know, is this woman from Detroit, Michigan, who ordered a Lyft... And the driver pulled up and was like, hey, yo, I can't take you. Sorry. But you won't fit. And she was arguing like, yes, I will fit. What makes you think I won't fit? And driver was like, you too big, dog. And my tires, they're not too good right now. So now she got upset and she's suing Lyft. Tell me what you think.
Okay. You know me. As the representation of the fat phobic community or the fat phobia committee, I speak for everyone when I say, instead of taking personal accountability and, well, actually, apparently she's been losing weight. But, bitch, you need to lose that weight way faster because, goddamn, you still that big? Fuck, how big were you before?
It's a process. She's currently 489 pounds.
And apparently she lost 160 or some bullshit before. That's insane. How did you get it? How did you let it get that bad? Like,
it's a mental health. She's clearly there's something wrong with her mentally.
What if the one comment that I read is true that she actually lost 160 pounds? Then congratulations to you, Mr. Fat Lady.
Keep going, Mr.
But,
fat, keep going. Go harder.
But if I'm a fat nigga and I try not to be a fat nigga and I have bad eating habits, but I try to rectify that, you know. But anyways, if I was a fat nigga and somebody tell me, nigga, you too fat, I cannot let you in my car, I would say, thank you for this insightful observation. and order a fucking bigger car. When you go to the fucking theme parks and they say, this is your weight limit to get onto this fucking ride, you fucking listen because you know it will fuck you up. You might die if you get on a ride that you're too heavy for, right? So you listen. If a nigga knows this car and says, hey, this car cannot handle your fat ass, get a bigger car, motherfucker. Like, what's so hard to understand? Like, I thought it was basic common sense.
100 pounds. Me and you both in that car would weigh less than her by herself.
Correct. That's wild.
That's crazy. Me
and we got muscle on us too, boy. You feel me? Just look at them biceps. You feel me?
This ain't that type of show. This ain't that type of show. Chill the fuck out.
Well, no, they showed in my ass.
Don't do that. We don't want to chase our audience. We don't want to chase away our audience.
but go ahead. Dick. Tell me your point of view.
I agree. The lack of accountability is astonishing. Mm-hmm. Like, does she not live in reality? Does she not understand how big she is?
She does. And if the one comment that I read is true, she's been losing weight, which is great. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm all for self-improvement. You know what? The accountability that, like, look, baby girl, you're big and you're working on it. I'm honestly proud of you. It's a beautiful thing because your health matters first, right? Now, the issue that I'm having is maybe she saw it like, ooh, I can get a quick bag. So then, you know, she's doing that. But honestly speaking,
case, I support her. If she wants to get a quick bag, I support you. I support her.
Okay, so let's frame this. Let's frame our thoughts properly because we do have ADHD, okay? If she's suing Lyft to get a quick bag, I'm with you, sister. If the one comment that I read that says she's actually lost 160 pounds so far, I'm with you, sister. Anything other than those two things? Goddamn, bitch. Like, fix your life.
Get the bag. Go ahead. Get the bag. Get the bag. Get the surgery. Don't spend it all on Big Macs. Spend it all on Dr. Miami or whomever. A good plastic surgeon.
She's gonna spend it on Big Macs because there's obvious that she doesn't have the.
You know how you know how last episode I had a solution for the fentanyl and homeless problem.
Oh shit! Here we go. Okay. Oh my god.
It's not out of pocket. I'm just trying to help society here. What? Is there a solution for overweight people and food? Like, can someone die of overdosing on eating? Can you overdose on eating?
I figured it out.
Wow. Tell me.
We're going to... Okay, there are two things that need to happen, okay? We're going to drop them off in Africa for the starving children, and then we got to legalize cannibalism.
We don't want them run. Dead. We don't want them dead. It's a bad idea. We drop them off in Africa.
I thought the fentanyl stuff, you wanted them to...
Oh, my God. Are you stupid? I'm trying to solve an issue. Getting rid of homelessness and drugs.
Oh, so the how only do we way fix those the two fatness?
Combined, yeah, the only two, the oh, fentanyl okay, and the homelessness okay. problem is, yes, you get it together, and then homeless people no more, fentanyl no more, okay? Fat people, we could get rid of them by making them healthier. I like your Africa idea. I like your Africa idea. You send them to Africa, starve, and we just don't let them come back.
Even white people?
They lose the weight.
Because if we send the fat white people over there, they're going to colonize that bitch again. So we can't do that.
How? They're going to be too weak from starvation.
Do not also, fat people are lazy, the so wickedness they're not gonna put in that, of the cracker, okay?
Hey, yo, they're too fat. They're not about to. Fat people are lazy. They're not about to like start a revolution.
They're not. They're gonna lose the weight and then start the revolution. That's the problem. That's not gonna happen. We have to take them back.
So what's your plan?
We have to take them back with their loose skin and everything.
No, they can stay over there. I start getting rid of fat people, didn't I?
Yeah, but once they lose their weight, they can come back.
We don't want them.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Your solution is terrible. I have a better solution. We just mandate that every clothing store and brand only sell size medium to large, and that's it.
Then we're going to have beluga whales running around naked. Do you want to look at that?
And then we legalize shame and hate crime.
Can we legalize treating them as hacky sacks, but with our cars?
They're too heavy. With our cars. Oh, my God. You're a terrible person.
What?
What's that game? The soccer game when the car is hitting the big ball?
Rocket called? League.
Yes. Yeah. They can be human Rocket League. Bro, Mr. Beast can use them. Like, we're going to have a live game of Rocket League, but with overweight, obese motherfuckers. Like, that would work. That would work.
At this point, if you weigh 500 pounds, you're not overweight or obese. You're obese plus.
No, you're obese plus pro. You're obese pro plus. Because that's insane. Max. No, you're obese max pro plus. Okay. Let's be serious for a minute, okay? We have to be because we are intellectuals who present both sides of an argument, okay?
Yes.
And this is a very not serious podcast, so we have to act serious. If that makes sense. But anyways.
Speak for yourself.
Long story short, right? Weight management is a difficult thing for people who did not have the tools or the guidance to eat healthy, to exercise. We live in a country where hard work is not praised. Well, healthy hard work is not praised. What's praised is sitting in front of your computer for hours, going to the same job, driving there, no walking, and doing the same repetitive, low-energy task for the rest of your fucking life. So most people who do not take the initiative to take care of their bodies will not have the proper tools to do so or the knowledge to do so. Now, most people know not to eat bullshit, but we do it because of the dopamine release that we get from sugar and all that nonsense junk food, right? Now, the way we fix that is we ostracize every fat person. We shame them until they fix themselves and fix their mental health. Oh, my God.
It doesn't work. So you went about this long-ass way to just come to a dumb... Anyway, fat story slim.
You're Africa's... What was your solution again? Because I failed to hear a plausible solution.
We send them to Africa.
That was my solution. Stop it. Redo.
I stole it.
No. I want your original solution. Stop it.
My original solution is we use them as bean bags at these amusement parks. They're getting paid a wage.
They're not going to fly.
Bean bags. Are you stupid? Bean bags.
Oh, the thing you sit on.
Safety bags. So someone just sit on or whatever. You put them under all these roller coasters and get someone fly out of a roller coaster. They're going to land on these sacks of potatoes. They're gonna get paid. And they get to do the thing they love doing. And they get to do the thing they love the most, which is nothing, just sitting around.
I'd rather use them as cannonballs, to be honest with you.
For what? How? The dimensions are all off, and that's not perfectly, they're not aerodynamic. What you going to use them for other than beanbags?
Yes, they are. You ever seen a fat motherfucker roll? Actually, no. They just like splat there.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Okay, listen. We have no... shit. He just put that image in my head.
Right. Okay, we'll get serious. If she is indeed... If she's losing the weight, she's working on herself, like you said, good on her, good for her. And if she's suing just to make some quick money, good on her too. Correct. I just hope she becomes more productive with the winnings if she wins. But the thing is, that will set some weird precedents. Granted, in Michigan, the law is on her side, got some form, because him not accepting her in the car is some form of discrimination, and you know her type is protected under the laws of the state and blah 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 blah. I personally hope she doesn't win, but if she wins, I wouldn't be mad if she used the money to seek the help she needs. Better.
Fair. I just feel like if she wins, she will, embolden the other morbidly obese people to think of themselves as not the problem, but everybody else are the problem.
How about this? Let's start seeing them like morbidly obese people. Let's start seeing them in a positive light by thinking of jobs that would be great at. Some fun jobs that would be great at. I got one. There could be a nice little, you know, when you go paintballing, there could be a nice little, you know,
barricade. You take covers behind. Yeah.
The take covers behind. It not, could be just a big.
Not good enough. We need to go narrower and more specialized.
So give me some jobs that would be really good and fun at.
Oh, anchor for boats.
But. They're breathing though. You're gonna give them oxygen. They're gonna use up more oxygen. Cause their arteries.
Buoys. Buoys. I don't know how it's pronounced.
Buoys, but they can't that float. Works.
Yes, fat people float. Buoyancy?
Was it? Their buoyancy is off. They can't float.
No, fat people can float.
Fat people can float.
Yes.
All right, give me another one. What? Some fun. And good jobs.
For these I think morbid that people. Last one where it was great. A buoy or whatever the fuck it's called. You know, the thing that you put in the ocean that just tells you like, hey, yeah, girl, get it. Yeah. It floats there, yeah.
That would be some high-tech shit. You know, like usually you have a light on it, right? But now this one could make sound. It could go.
You're getting danger, danger. You're getting to deep danger. Water.
High tide.
Why does your fat person voice sound like Patrick from SpongeBob?
I don't know. I just picture fat people sounding retarded. That's it.
Yo, you can't do that. All right, we have some disclaimers.
No, morbidly obese people. I don't know. For some reason, I'm like, oh, because something got to be wrong with you mentally to just, you know, eat yourself into that size.
Okay. I'm going to be honest here, and this is a good conversation to get into, right? So, there are two things that shape my view of obese people, right? One, being Haitian.
Obese people sounds derogatory. Say people who are obese. Continue.
Fat niggas. My view came from the fact that in my culture, as a Haitian man, a fat person, like, they would say it to their face and just, like, just have regular conversation about them being fat, but, like, saying things that the speaker doesn't see as hurtful, but, like, it's clearly hurtful to the person hearing them, right? So that's when, like, they don't give a fuck about your feelings. They'll tell you, oh, my God, you're looking fat. You need to stop eating whatever you're eating. Like, they'll straight up say that to you, right? Or call you some names or say like shit. Oh my God, look who just rolled in here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just how Haitians talk, right? One. My second one is Hollywood. Ever since I was a kid, growing up and watching movies, the goofball in a movie is always the fat guy.
There's always a fat person. That's why they make that voice.
They portrayed them as being slow, stupid, or whatever.
Stupid, it's always the fat funny, person. The comical being fat. But also, so check me out.
So don't blame me for any fucked up thing I say about fat people. I respect all obese fat people.
Right, because you're currently fat anyway, so you gotta respect yourself. But you know what's crazy? If someone is a smoker, has a bad habit, like smoking, they smell like smoke. Their houses, their homes usually smell. Their cars smell of smoke. Their breath. Especially when they mix that smoking with coffee. They have that coffee smoke breath. That shit's nasty, right? And most people are turned off by smokers. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with saying, this nigga stink, right? There's nothing wrong with saying a smoker stink, right? You don't get chastised for saying stuff like, oh, this nigga smell because he smokes, right? Mm-hmm. So, because they have a bad habit. Mm-hmm. Overeating yourself into 500 pounds... that's a bad habit. So why can't we just say, bitch, you fat? Growing up Haitians are more direct when it comes to this stuff like that, right? It's like, correct. Oh my God, you're a boule microbe. Literally said, a ball of microbes.
A ball of germs. Right? They call you a ball of germs,
right? So like... it's no different than, you just had a cigarette, huh? Oh, that shit stink. It's the same. Same to same.
You know.
It's same to same. It's a bad habit. Overeating is a bad habit.
I thought about the whole, like, how did we get in today's society? Well, at least in America, because I don't think it's the same overseas. How did we get to a point in society where we have campaigns praising fat people in the name of body positivity? I feel like you're doing them a great disservice by not actually helping them to take care of their health. Because we know the facts about being overweight. But then for some reason, the route that they chose to take is to tell people, it's fine, love yourself. Sure, love yourself. I'm not telling anybody to not love themselves. But the truth of the matter is, loving yourself means to take care of yourself. So if you're going to be overweight, like, you need to, like think about it, like, wait, what am I doing? Like, what are the triggers that's contributing to me, like, overeating?
It's a not wanting to walk, because
you don't even have to go to the gym, bro. Like you don't even have to go to, like, just going for a walk. Just, helps
you just
your health.
Don't have to overeat. You just eat, don't have yes. to overeat.
Just eating don't things overeat. Moderately and, like, just walking helps. But question we're not allowing people, huh?
Question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Would you rather someone have a food addiction or a drug addiction?
Drug addiction.
You rather them have a drug? You're so fat phobic. Ooh, you guys, he's fat phobic.
The drug is cheaper. And it's a quicker
is
death.
Is it?
Yes.
You get some cheap ass food. You know what a 10-piece McNugget meal is? It's only $8. What kind of drugs can I get for $8 that's gonna be worthwhile?
You gonna pay for them for all them heart medications? You gonna pay for all the insulin?
You don't have to take the. I don't know why you're going this deep. You don't have to take care of your health. The point is, which one would you rather someone be addicted to? Drugs or food? And you said drugs.
Drugs give you the best high. Like, food to me is like, okay, like, yeah, it's satiating, you know, like a thing. Right. But, like, drugs, like, you get a real good high. You're feeling good, whatever
also,
the fuck it is.
Some drugs give you superpowers, which is fire. You're right.
Like,
you ever hit PCP? Yeah, you hit PCP, boy, and just, like... You turn into the Hulk. You punch a hole through a house.
Drugs are not that bad. I just realized, based on what you're just telling me. Drugs are the best.
Would you think this story would be just as big if it was crackhead gets denied Lyft ride and now crackhead is suing? You think people would be supporting the crackhead?
Absolutely not.
So, to me, it's same to same. There's no difference. But he says, hey, you know what? It's not going to be good for my car. You're a crackhead. You're probably going to stink up my car.
Hold on a minute. Let's think about this, because you're bringing up a good point. And I know we will have to wrap up soon, but let's say the person stunk, like, just smelled, right? But, like, they're not visibly soiled, right? But, like, they smell. And the Lyft driver says, no, you stink. I'm not letting you ride, right? Would that same discrimination thing that
would
you
that
talked
count
about
towards,
apply?
Yeah, would that count as discrimination? I don't know if they're a covered group or a protected group. I don't know. I don't read.
But then what protects a big person from a crazy person, a disheveled person, a stinky person?
Ask the lawmakers.
Like, what about them? You know what I think? I think a politician who had, like, maybe a fat kid or whatever, said, you know what? Out of the goodness of my heart, like, out of my fucking compassion for maybe a fat person in my life.
Politicians being compassionate here, right?
Yes, because it's serving them. Because, right. I have a fat person that I know, and I really love them, and I don't want them to be discriminated against. So let's push forward this bill, and so that they can be added to the group of people that is considered, like, whatever the fuck the shit is. So my thing is, what about being fat gives you a privilege to not be discriminated against? Because that's a choice. Like, being black or whatever is not really a choice.
That is true.
So what it is about being an obese person is, like, you have to pull up this law for me.
Yeah, no matter how you look at it, her being fat is her problem brought onto herself.
Her choice, yeah.
By herself.
Right.
Granted, if we want to, go get deeper in it, maybe she had some traumatic experience, blah, 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 blah. But
correct, but it's still a choice.
It's a choice.
Right.
It's still a choice. Right. So why is that a protected group? You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like saying, oh, people who have stink breath because they don't brush their teeth, we need to protect them. Because, like, if you tell them that their breath stink, it's a hate crime. It's like, but they should not brush their teeth.
They're not going to brush their teeth.
So, like, what are we doing here?
Man, we're making sense. That's why they deserve all the jokes. You can make fun of fat people all you want. They're making a choice. No. If I wear some ridiculous shirt like this one, if I go out wearing a ridiculous shirt and people start roasting me, do you think I have the right to be upset?
Yes, you have the right to be upset. Are you justified?
I have the right to be upset because I put on the shirt and I thought this shit looked fire and the niggas start roasting me. Like, look at this gay ass nigga. Calvin Klein is no longer in style. Where did you get this? A bin and... All right, so it's like, I'm like, you know what? How dare you? It's a choice. The same way you chose to copy the hairstyle of a dead rapper, Pop Smoke, and you look ridiculous with your flat-ass head. That's not Pop Smoke.
Shut the fuck
up. I'm trying to take some shots at you because you took some shots at me. You didn't say, no, your shirt looks nice.
Yeah.
You didn't say, your shirt looks, there's nothing wrong with your shirt. You just said, yeah.
Nigga, I mean, you made the call, not me. I thought you were trying to get me back for your ugly ass hair right now, but that would have been more accurate. But
you know, I hope you get fatter.
I sure will, because them cheesecakes are fire, my boy. But okay, closing remarks. To all the fat queens out there, we respect you. We love you.
Hey.
To all the fat kings, we do not.
They don't like the term fat queens. They like the term dairy queens. Continue.
To all of our dairy queens out there, we respect you. We love you. We just want you to be happier with yourself. And that means taking care of it so you can live a long, fruitful life. So you can let... Actually, no. I take that back.
Don't say fruitful life. Greaseful life is the better term.
I think we need obese people because we do have chubby chasers who like really big women. So that solves the problem that you brought up.
I don't even know why they call it chubby chaser because there's not much chasing going on. Them chubby bitches can fucking...
All right.
I take two steps and I catch up.
This is the rap. This is
why is it called chubby chaser?
Yeah, because they can even run.
It's not
like,
a
hey,
chase.
Baby, like, you're right
it's
there.
It's not a
you're
chase.
Right. You're right.
They got
to
tip a toe and catch her.
You're right.
I can just tip a toe and catch her. Boom. Anyway.
So he's a chubby catcher, not a chubby chaser. You're right. You're right.
Shit. So. I'll take it. But yeah.
But anyways, I hope we did not hurt too many feelings for this episode. We're just talking shit, but we do respect every single individual human being, unless you are a rapist and a pedo. Right. Other than that, everybody's great. Fuck those other two groups of people. Yeah, but it depends on why you murder.
Sociopaths, psychopaths,
narcissists, borderliners. I don't fuck with borderliners.
Yeah, but everybody
rapists
else,
and
chill.
Pedos. But everybody else?
Everybody
chill,
else?
You know, live your life. Love yourself.
Also, speak for yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Also, speak for yourself. Respect for me has to be earned. I don't just get that shit out just because.
Me too. I never said that I respect them. I said we love y'all and we want y'all to be happy.
I don't love them either, bitch.
Our default settings as human beings to love one another. So I don't need your bullshit.
Not my default setting. On that
note,
it
is me,
you.
The hippie. Goodbye, you fucking hater. I'm a lover, not a hater.